Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
House building generates the lead story in two of today's papers. The Irish Examiner leads with a line from the Department of Finance's monthly update, which cast doubt on the government's use of commencement figures as an accurate forecast for how many homes will be built in the coming years, since there is no penalty if the work is never undertaken. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports that construction on 3,000 new social and affordable homes was paused last year because the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform refused to sanction additional funding to the Department of Housing. Craig Doyle quotes an unnamed source saying that essentially Dara O'Brien burst the budget and everything had to be paused. "We feel grief all over again." That's a quote from Anne-Marie Boyle, which the Irish Daily Mirror uses as its lead headline this morning. The Donegal woman who lost her sister and nephew in the Chrysler explosion was reacting to yesterday's news. The planning for a new service station on the site where 10 people were killed has been granted. Another grieving family features in the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. Boy's own singer Ronan Keating and his family are calling on the DPP to appeal the suspended sentence given this week to 22-year-old Dean Hart, who pleaded guilty to careless driving, causing the death of Ronan's brother Kieran in July 2023. The Irish Times and Irish Independent both lead with Donald Trump's stance on the war in Ukraine. Under the headline, "Ukraine seeks to soothe spat with Trump," the Times quotes Vladimir Zelensky's remark that he had a productive meeting yesterday with US envoy Keith Kellogg. Daniel McLaughlin notes, however, that a post-meeting press conference was cancelled at the request of the US side. Looking at the story from an Irish perspective, the Independent runs with the lead headline, "Ireland on collision course with Trump before White House visit," over a report on remarks Taoiseach the Simon Harris made at the G20 meeting yesterday, reiterating the line that Ireland continues to back Ukraine to the hilt. The Irish Sun leads with a picture story today about how the Elie Neave was damaged when it collided with the quayside in Cork Harbour during a training exercise on its first day back at sea on Wednesday following a complete refit. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on a new book by veteran journalist and author Martin Dillon about the experience of women during the Troubles, which brings to light a claim made by a man who says he was a Garda informer and that he was present when mother of 10, Jean McConville, was shot dead and secretly buried by the IRA in 1972. An inquest in Shropshire in the UK into the death of a 42-year-old father of two who was killed in a collision last year concluded the 27-year-old Adam Milton, a soldier from County Antrim, was three times over the drink drive limit when he crashed into him at more than 100 miles per hour in September of last year. That story is covered on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. And finally, a number of today's papers report on the decision of the Broccoli family to hand over creative control of the James Bond movie franchise to Amazon, which bought MGM Studios back in 2022. "Soldfinger" is the headline over that story in the Star. Fiona Kelly.